us and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal. It's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side. And I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
It's Andy. Welcome to the podcast this week. We're going to be hearing from some of the players that have been named as part of the debut pool squad and their super captain, Amma. Can I get a woo?
Woo! Go London Pulse!
Well, we finally found out Pulse's debut squad. Everybody's here, including Nat and Zara. What do you think? Let's have a look at it in depth now. And Sasha, why don't we start on Amma being captain? Do you reckon it was ever going to be a doubt?
Yep, you're right. No surprises at all, really. I mean, any team that signs someone with Amma's calibre, of course, should, and they have rightly so, made her captain. I predicted a while ago that she'd be moving to London Pulse because we knew she was moving back to the Super League, but we just didn't know which team it was. And obviously, Pulse, you know, held back with announcing their players. So, I mean, congratulations. It's a huge coup for them to get Amma. It's such an amazing thing for London to be able to see someone of her talent to be able to play week in, week out. And no, it's no surprise that she's been named captain because she did captain the England squad to Commonwealth Games gold back in April on the Gold Coast. No one can forget that. Plus, she has 97 caps for England, and that's incredible. I mean, going and playing out for a country 97 times, it's just absolutely outstanding. So no surprises that she's being made captain of London Pulse, and I can't wait to see what she'll bring to the Super League next season.
Yeah, what better player than Amma to lead this new team into the 2019 Super League season? You only have to look at what she's achieved this year as a captain and a player for the Vitality Roses to know that she's going to be the perfect captain for the London Pulse brand and for those younger players who will be coming into the team. So I'm excited to see what Amma does next year, and let's hope she makes a speedy recovery from her knee injury, which she picked up in Jamaica.
I think Amma was just such a perfect choice for this role, and it makes perfect sense. She is a born leader. It makes sense that she is captain. She has incredible experience and she's got wonderful presence on court. And I think she is exactly what Pulse need at this point. They've got quite a lot of youth in their squad. And I think to have someone with Amma's experience, her composure, it's exactly what's needed to kind of focus these players and, you know, help them to achieve what they're really capable of. And also, Amma's just a really lovely person. Like, I would love to have her as my captain. She is the kind of person who would just inspire you to work really hard because you'd want to impress her. So I think that that's a really great vibe for Pulse to be bringing to the squad and bringing to the league this season. So I'm excited to see what they can do with Amma at the helm. So without further ado, let's hear from Amma, who, as we've just said, has been confirmed as captain.
Amma, the anticipation of being part of Pulse and part of something new, how much did that appeal to you?
It's actually quite a tough decision. I think being part of something new is really exciting, but it's also quite a lot of hard work. So it's trying to get a balance between the excitement and putting lots of energy into something new.
Were you aware of Natalie's vision?
Yeah, I think I've been aware of Natalie's vision for quite some time, even before she got a franchise. Obviously, Pulse had a junior team in the NPL. So yeah, I've been aware of Natalie's vision for quite a long time, and there's been talk of trying to get a London team in Super League for years and years, so the fact that it's finally come around now is amazing.
There's naturally those rumours that do the rounds in the small netball family. What's that been like, keeping things under wraps and pretty quiet? Has it been easy for you?
Well, I think Natalie is a very private person, so if you tell something to her in confidence, she can keep it quiet. I know there's lots of people within the team, and they might go and talk to their friends in other teams, so yeah, lots of rumours did the rounds. Apparently I was going there before I'd even discussed going there, which was interesting news for me. Yeah, so I think people will whisper and talk, but until things are confirmed, you don't actually know what's happening.
How much did the fact that Netball World Cup, see you next year, obviously, in Liverpool, play in that decision?
yeah, I think that's a massive deal. I think in the build-up to World Cup, there's lots going on. It's nice to be in front of the selectors so they can actually see you live. And then I think just things off court developing. And England netball are really trying to push netball to the forefront in the media and commercially so that we can get more people playing netball, supporting netball, and more sponsorship involved in the sport. So, yeah, it was definitely part of my decision.
And obviously the recent win at the Sportswomen of the Year Awards, things like that just only highlighted it further.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's putting it out there to the non-netball community as well as the netball community, because I think within the community, people love netball and they like to share how good netball is. And so to grow the game, we need people outside of that community to understand the sport and see it and love it and contribute to it as well. So it's great to be up for these awards and have outside people acknowledge that netball is really fun and really great too.
Like Serena as well, good to be back and share with that team some of the talent that you've got over the years and hopefully roses of the future.
Yeah, definitely. There's some exciting girls in the squad. And yeah, as you say, hopefully there's quite a lot of roses of the future. There's lots of girls in the under-17s and under-21 England team. And so hopefully I can help them have a good experience and find out more about netball off the court as well as on the court. So yeah, just some excitement around having new players and what they can bring to the game.
Have you had a chance to see much of the standard around the capital so far?
I've been to a couple of sessions in between tours and England netball training in Loughborough. So not too much hands-on as yet, but that's obviously to come. But yeah, there's definitely talent there.
You've achieved so much already, but are you glad to be back, obviously, since your time last in the Super League with Lightning?
Yeah, well, I hear that Super League is getting more intense every year, and so I'm hoping that it will step up again and be much more intense going forwards. But yeah, I think I'm excited to see what Super League has to bring and hopefully be in contention for finals by the end of the season.
I mean, Cat at Sirens, Bath are looking strong, Mavs as well, personnel changes. More than last season maybe, but it's as unpredictable as ever.
Yeah, and I think that's what's exciting about competitions. You don't want to watch a competition and then know who is going to win at the end of the day. I think it's similar to international competition. People, for years, it's always been Australia and New Zealand, and now there's more teams pushing them at the top there, including England. And so I think the same applies at Super League. You don't want the same teams to constantly be winning or be in the finals over and over again. You want variety and you want that excitement of going to watch a game and not knowing which team's going to win that game.
You've got the national team games coming up soon as well, but how next couple of weeks looking for pulse? More training?
Yeah, definitely. I think all the teams are probably just training. T, the coach, has only recently arrived, and so she's obviously trying to make sure she gets to know all the players and put her influence on training and what we do as a team. And then I think also just Pulse has a like a culture already in place, because as I said, they had the youth team. So it's just about developing from that and making sure that everybody buys into what we're trying to achieve as a team, and then obviously incorporate T's goals on top of that and start shaping a team.
Friendlies is going to be taking place in the Rico on the 17th, a chance for people to see Pulse for the first time, and now that things have been finally announced, you'll be hoping that you can build on that fan base. Now we know who's in the side.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, people don't want to support a team that they don't know who's in there, so hopefully we can start building a fan base, and London is not necessarily untapped, because I think Mavericks and Storm have sort of encroached on that area. But now that London Pulse is here, London is the area. So just trying to build a fan base, let people know that we're here, as well as working on, as I say, the culture and what our identity is on court. So yeah, that first opportunity for people to see the team will be interesting. But as I said, we're still building, and our main thing is the season. So these games will just be trying to get to know ourselves, get to know each other, and trying to put in place how we think our style is going to be.
Well, in the past you've had red streaks in your hair, purple. So are we going to have a pink streak in your hair, or do we have to wait and see?
Oh, yeah, I would say you'd have to wait and see, but I think everybody knows, usually every team that I go to, I have my hair that colour. So this year it was purple with the team in Auckland, and it was pink with the team. team in Adelaide last year. And yeah, so I changed my hair according to the team. So I imagine there'll be some fuchsia in there once I decide what style I'm going to have.
Well, the good news is the Pulse website is online now. Details on sponsorship and how you can buy tickets as well. LondonPulseNetball.com. Amma, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's a netball show with Fibre 10. This week, everybody's here looking at the debut London Pulse squad. And that, it's great to see that some of the NPL side has made it into the Super League squad.
I think it's just really important to have teammates who are familiar with each other, and it can really make a difference. So obviously in Pulse, we've got Ash Neal, we've got Kiara, we've got Loreen and Guerra, who were all together at Team Northumbria last season. So to have that kind of familiarity with each other, I think will really give Pulse an edge. Like, these players have that inbuilt connection already there. They know how each other works. They know what they're going to do on court. They're not going to have to waste any precious court time, you know, figuring each other out and deciphering how to play with each other. And I think that could really get them starting off the season with an edge and get them out of the blocks firing. So I'll be excited to see what they all do when they're on court together. Andy, you saw some of the squad last season at the Team Northumbria games, didn't you?
That's right, Nat. I saw Ash, Chi, Loreen up at Team Northumbria last season quite regularly. And there is that relation there already, which has now got another chance to continue for another season. It's nice as well that Tiara is going to be coach as well, so she'll know what she will have from those players as part of Pulse, and it'll be really interesting to see how they work alongside some of Pulse's NPL and the likes of Amma and Frankie as well. So yeah, it's a strong looking side on paper, and it's just really important to gel from almost the get-go ahead of the season.
So back to Ash Neal, and she has vast experience in the league. She's been at Surrey Storm, she's been at Benacos Mavericks, and as we said, she spent time last season at Team Northumbria. She's been telling us more about her decision.
Ash, you've been named as part of the Pulse squad. On a personal level, where does this rank from teams you moved to in the past?
Well, I guess, like, London being obviously the heart of the United Kingdom and, you know, the capital, and there's just so much opportunity. And I guess, you know, it's probably one that has more opportunity for me. It's a new franchise. It's a new start. It's a building block to kind of set standards, because they've got phenomenal young players in the club. And I believe, you know, give them a couple of years and they'll be taking over. So it's just really a foundation for us to set for them to then take over and continue on.
Does it give you the same kind of feeling when you first joined the Super League? Obviously, Storm and
I guess so. Like, but this one's probably a little bit more special, just purely because obviously it is the first time that London have had a team. And I know Natalie and a few of her friends have spoken about how London should really have a team, and now they do. So I guess it's all just kind of new and exciting. You know, we've got players from different teams. We've got players returning, you know, that haven't played in a couple of years. So, I mean, it's all just kind of good to finally have it all announced and official, and yeah, it's all just exciting.
You love that relation there already with Chi. What about the rest of the team? Statement of intent.
You know, there's not many players I've played with in the team except for Chi and Lauren. I know of, you know, B Skinsley, Taylor Cullen and Fanula, obviously Amma. I've never actually though played with any of these players before, so it's a brand new set of characters and people to get to know, people to work with. So, yeah.
There was that short break between the end of Team North and then we spoke at the time about your thoughts on that. But on a personal level, was it important to maintain the fitness for whatever followed?
Yeah, I mean, I think you never really have an off-season as a netballer because, I mean, the game evolves so quickly that you need to keep up with it. So you never really have an off-season because there's always players out there that are fitter and stronger than you, so you have to keep up with that. So, yeah, it's pretty important.
Being part of Grange Town, obviously, that's helped as well. So is that going to be tricky over the next couple of weeks, back and forwards to the northeast?
Oh, well, I mean, I've already obviously been commuting up that way to play for Grangetown, and I absolutely love playing for that lovely club. So I will hopefully continue as long as it doesn't take too much of a toll. Obviously, driving that far is not perfect. And obviously now London Pulse does take over as my priority. But I do hope to obviously still play as much for Grangetown as possible.
How about the future vision for Pulse then? Obviously, something that impressed you and very easy to see and share in the ambition.
Oh, the young girls at this club are fantastic. And, you know, some of their players that are due to play under 21s, or even Olivia, who's been named in our senior squad, she's only 17. And I just think, like, they're so exciting. They're extremely fit. They're extremely eager to listen to what you have to say. And, you know, they're starting to speak up as well, you know, to the older players. I mean, their future only looks bright.
How about playing those home games at the Copper Box? Something special?
Well, that's going to be exciting. So, I mean, to have an arena like the Copper Box in the middle of the Olympic Park is one people I don't think understand yet. So we've obviously got a friendly on the 15th with two other franchises of December. And I think it'll be the first time they get to experience the Copper Box as well. So hopefully we can get as many, you know, supporters in on that tri tournament and make them feel how it's going to feel during the season.
There's no denying that obviously the South has also got Mavs and Stormers franchises, but now London have got their own through Pulse. It's important to enter that landscape in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's, I mean, you know, technically Surrey and Mavericks are not, you know, London. They're close, but they're not technically London-based. So I think for us to finally have a London-based team is exciting.
And the good news is, and the news that people can get online now, londonpulsenetball.com, and have a look at some sponsorship opportunities and find out information about tickets. That's all important if attracting new people to the club.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most exciting opportunities is to actually have that stage first, and we've now got that. We just have to try and you know, get the interest from people that generally might not come and watch a netball game, but the game is so agile and quick and physical that I think most people would actually be surprised if they came to watch a game.
How long has the squad been together? Have you had a couple of training sessions already underway?
We've been together a couple of weeks, but that's not everyone. So we, you know, we just have to take what time together we have, just work with that.
And you'll just be looking forward to getting underway against Stars as part of Super 10 in January? Does that come soon enough?
Well, it's only really 8 weeks away. So when you say it like that, it sounds like a really short time. But, I mean, we've got a lot of training to get through before we can obviously get to that stage. But I think it will come around really quickly, and then the end of the season will as well.
It sounds like you're really looking forward to this.
Always. When you get to play, that's always a positive.
So we know that Pulse have a strong youth squad setup and National Performance League success in the past. Earlier this year, London Pulse under-19s defeated Manchester Thunder to win the 2018 NLP title. And a few Pulse members were selected to represent the under-17, under-19 and under-21 England Roses. So they've got some exciting talent on their roster.
That's right, Zara, and they're not really building from scratch because they've got that NPL behind them. Unlike Stars and Sirens when they first joined the league. So that's a solid base. The new names in there as well, I've already mentioned Frankie as well, but people like B, they've got pedigree of being in and around the likes of Storm and Mavs and Thunder. So talent's there already, and you just hope that people like that get a chance to shine on court as well. There's the talent there. It just needs the game time.
Yeah, totally. Familiarity is key. We saw that Wasps netball did that when they began their campaign in the Super League 2 years ago. They brought a lot of players from Surrey Storm who had already played together, had that familiarity, trained and played week in, week out. And that was so important in helping Wasps to win another two back-to-back titles this year and last year. And that's exactly what Pulse have done, which is a really smart move. Obviously, Team Northumbria disbanded and a lot of those players, you know, maybe they were offered contracts elsewhere, they probably were, but the fact that they're all being carried over to Pulse, to one squad, when they have that history and that familiarity, means so much. And it will be really, really interesting to see how they play next season, actually. And, you know, a lot of the times you see squads get together and they just don't quite gel. They have so many great individual players, big names, but they don't sometimes fit together well. And I feel like that probably won't be an issue with Pulse because of this whole move of bringing players who already know each other and have played together. So very smart move, I think. We can also hear from Kiara Semple as she shared her thoughts on being part of Pulse's debut Netball Super League squad.
Gee, it's the debut Pulse season. What's the feeling like going into it for you?
I'm very nervous, but very excited at the same time. Like, I'm very nervous just because it's a new franchise in the league, but then I'm very excited because of that as well. Because it's like we're the foundation players for this franchise, which is good.
But the fact that it's new and something exciting only adds to it, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And especially the group of girls that we have. Like, I don't think a lot of people would have guessed that this group of girls would come together, but it's been really good. Like, it is exciting in that way.
Have you seen advantages over last season, maybe? I mean, you already know people like Ash and Lorreen from Team North, so what's it like to have them on board as well?
It's good. Like, when I came from New Zealand to London, I seen Ash, like, she was the first person I seen, and it was good because she makes you feel a bit more comfortable. But the other girls have been good as well, like real welcoming at training. So yeah, it is good to see a few like familiar faces in your team, but I think the other girls have really helped us adjust to everything as well.
Have you had an early couple of sessions? What's Emma like?
She's come into a few, and she's actually living with me as well, so yeah, she's amazing. Obviously, all her advice, I'm just literally taking it all in. And yeah, she's exciting. It's exciting that she's in our team.
You've got to be pleased with that mix of players. It surprised a lot of people, but that squad already is looking really strong.
Yeah, it is. Like, we've got, well, London Pulse, I think, have a good lot of foundation players already in the South, with Chama coming in. Nobody expected her to come in, but because she's from down here and she's so athletic as well, like, she's already a good bonus for the team. And even having Frankie Wells in the team, like shooting with her, and then having Chantal, like, there's so many options we have, which is really good.
You would have seen the standard of that Northeast talent when you were up here, but how does London's compare?
Oh, yeah, I would say 10 times better down here. Trainings have been so hard, but really good for me and really challenging. I think even some of the younger girls, when I've watched some of the under 17, under 19 trainings before and after hours, yeah, the talent down here is amazing.
What's that like for you on a personal level, knowing that players from Team North have found new franchises? I mean, Tamsin at Wasps, for example, that's going to be a great move for her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when we discussed what we were all doing, obviously, it was sad that Team Northumbria isn't here anymore, but when I was watching Fast Five in New Zealand, it was like exciting just to see the different players that are playing in their teams now and how good they're still playing. So yeah, it was like a bit sad that we're obviously not going to play together, but that's how netball goes. Like, you're not always going to be with the people, you know, you've been with from the get-go. So yeah.
Have you managed to have a bit of a break?
Yeah, I went home back to New Zealand, spent time with family, which was really, really good because everyone different once I've been here for 6 to 8 months. So yeah, it was really good going back home to New Zealand to, like, not rest the body, but just, like, be with your loved ones. So yeah.
And the fact is, with the games being at the Copper Box as well, you're going to be playing on that stage week in, week out. And it's not too far, if you're in London, maybe to try a game and experience the game if you've never been before.
Exactly. Like, when I went into the first time to the Copper Box, I was like, wow, it's amazing. Even the lights, everything, the gym, it's so cool. Like, and I do think a lot of people will come just because London is pretty much the one of the best cities in the world. And I know that people will be coming even if they haven't watched a game of netball. It's just the Copper Box. Everyone wants to be there.
And you get that full and you get the music pumping and running out on court. You've got to be anticipating that first home game.
I can imagine it now. Our first game will be amazing. I would say get your tickets now. You're going to be watching one of the newest franchises, and it is a new era for netball in London, but also in England as well. And you've also got the amazing internationals like Chantal Slater from Jamaica. You've got Lauren, and she's from Malawi. And you've also got the English captain, one of the most successful English captains ever. And you've got all of us young talents here. So you won't be disappointed at all. And who wouldn't want to watch a great netball match in the Copper Box?
And how important do you think it is to have international players like Chantal Slater and Fionnuala Toner in that Pulse squad?
I couldn't wait to find out the team announcement for London Pulse earlier this week. And seeing Chantal Slater, well, she's a big signing for Pulse. And no doubt she'll be bringing all of her experience from playing in the Super League for Team Bath and Sirens, and also all her international experience to London Pulse.
Yeah, I totally agree. Having Chantal Slater in the mix will be really interesting. The Jamaican style of play is so different to how we play in the UK, so it'll make games interesting for players and spectators. And I have to say, Fionnuala Toner is a brilliant addition. I've played against her before, and it's amazing for netball in Northern Ireland to have more players in their Super League. It's going to build netball, you know, internationally for other nations who don't always get as much of a look in. And she's so strong in the midcourt. She's one of the players I'll really be looking out for. And of course, Amma, she's a complete coup for Pulse. She has so much experience that we mentioned earlier. And having so many players with different international experience, Ash Neal, who has played in Australia previously, you know, that's just going to bring a wealth of different tactics, different styles, and that is going to be really interesting to see it all meshed together in one team. Well, thank you everybody for joining us at the Netball Show this week. We absolutely loved talking about Pulse's new squad. So great to finally hear who's in the mix-up, and we can't wait to see Amma back on the court in England. We'll have more Pulse news next week, so make sure you keep up to date with everything that we're doing. We're online on Twitter at The Netball Show or on our website, thenetballshow.co.uk. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
By the way, everybody, as we've been recording today's episode, you're not going to believe this. It's taken us a year, but Knights Men's Netball have given us their social media influencer award at the club day yesterday. And if we'd have known, I'd have definitely been there, because I don't turn down pie and chips easily. Thanks a lot for your support, and we'll speak soon.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side. And I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.